And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Bill Hockepel, who is director of bands here at UL Lafayette and is here to talk about an amazing concert. Many of our listeners just heard Gordon Goodwin talking about his work, his music, and what he'll be doing when he comes here to UL Lafayette. As I mentioned to him a couple times, it's been amazing to me how many students know about him, how many young people know about his music, and even those not in the music department, not students who are just in other programs, are very excited about his coming.
Oh, well, that's great to hear, because I was afraid that big band jazz maybe wouldn't reach a very wide audience, but the fact is he works in films, he works in television, we hear his music on advertisements. I think we probably heard some of his music last night if you were watching the Oscars, because I know that they'll farm out some of that music that needs to be arranged. And I knew that he was very busy in the last couple of weeks, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. Well, he has certainly done something to that genre that has attracted kids. And in large part, I think it's he's sort of multi-platformed. You know, he's really learned how to use video and YouTube and spreading out on social media, and they find him that way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And he has his own Facebook page, and there was MySpace when it was big, and you could catch his music, and he was – while he's properly protective of it, he makes sure that it gets out to a wide audience. And one of his most recent jazz arrangements, a setting of On Green Dolphin Street, the first we all heard about it was through YouTube. And some of the students in the band brought it to me saying, "We got to do this one." And that's how we found out about that. So you're right. Mm-hmm. He's done so many things with films and animation that the people who stay and read the credits, they've seen his name. Mm-hmm. One of his Grammys was for one particular segment of The Incredibles, that animated movie. And at the very end, instead of credits, they have the in credits. And he wrote the music for the in credits, which is just a big band take on all the themes of the movie. And sure enough, that won an arranging Grammy for him.
Right. He will be here this weekend. He's coming in on Friday.
That's right.
And he's going to be doing some workshops and clinics with students in the area. I think there are several high schools that he'll be working with
Four high schools. When he first gets here, we'll find him some good Cajun food. He'll have been traveling since I think his plane takes off at 6:30 a.m. from LAX. But then we're going to have a pretty long rehearsal with our band, the UL Jazz Ensemble, because we're going to do 10 of his charts. And that's a big, long, two-set program. So he's going to work with us and make sure that everything is fine-tuned just the way he wants it. And then the next morning, he was good enough to agree to do 4 high school band clinics. So we've invited Acadiana High School. Fountain Blue is coming all the way over from the Slidell-Covington area. North Vermilion will be here. And at the last minute, we were able to add Erath High School. And so they're all doing one of his pieces, one of his charts, as we call them in the jazz world. And then they get to have an interactive clinic with the composer on his music.
Mm, and I know in the interview he was talking about how much he believes in band programs. He came out of one and just thinks it's an invaluable, not just for becoming a musician, a music major, but also just for life and just your own personal discipline and your ability to appreciate all kinds of things in the world.
That's right. And I would suspect that all of the members of his L.A. band, which he calls the Big Fat Band, that's the initials are BPB because – no, I said that wrong – BPB because fat is spelled with the PH at the front. Mm-hmm. And I would say that just about all of those members came through high school, junior high, and high school band programs. And it's so great when these people make it big but don't forget their origins. And when I first started – emailing him about coming down here, I said, you know, it's sad that there aren't jazz bands at every high school anymore, but let's see what we can do to liven things up a little bit. And that's why I'm glad to hear you say that there is interest out there.
Yes, a lot. So he'll be working with the UL Jazz Ensemble and also with some high school bands in the area. And then he'll have a public concert on Saturday, and
right,
that will be March 2nd at Angel Hall.
Yep, 7:30 p.m., and we don't have to worry about advance tickets. We're just meeting people at the door. It's $10 for the general public and $5 for students and seniors. All UL students and faculty and staff get in for free because this is partly sponsored by the UL Concert Committee. And I just didn't know if something this expensive would be able to be in their budget, but when I presented the idea to them last May, they thought this might be a great thing to try.
Absolutely. I mean, we're just out of the, you know, Grammy, Emmy, Oscar season, and he has been nominated countless times. And
14 Grammy nominations. Right. But when you're in there with people like Quincy Jones and Gil Evans, it's amazing to be in that kind of nomination panel. And I think it really does say something, just like we hear the nominee saying all the time, it's an honor to be nominated. Right. It really is, because you're up amongst those top 5 or 10 in your career.
Right, and that many times as well.
Right.
Again, we are talking about Gordon Goodwin, a musician, composer, arranger. He has the big fat band out of L.A. They tour all over the world. He will be in Lafayette this weekend, Friday and Saturday. My guest is Dr. Bill Hockepel, who's director of bands here at UL Lafayette. Works very hard with the UL Jazz Ensemble. And, of course, there's a wonderful jazz week in the fall and in the springtime as well that many people wait for and look forward to as well. But this is through the UL Concerts Committee, and it will be Gordon Goodwin joining the UL Jazz Ensemble playing many of his compositions.
Right. He's a wonderful pianist, so he'll front the band. Will be the stand-in for the big fat band. He usually picks 10 charts, he says. So we went through that, but we'll be his players. He'll be at the keyboard, but he's also bringing his tenor, so he'll do a lot of tenor sax soloing. He's going to borrow my soprano just because we can only get so many things on the plane. So he's going to be featured on every number, plus he gets to be on the mic and tell us about how these things came about. For instance, Hunting Wabbits with a W is his tribute to the cartoon writers, and he put in plenty of time doing that, working for Disney, working for Warner Brothers. One of his Emmys was for Bah Humbug, A Looney Tunes Christmas. So we hear his music, we just don't always know whose name is attached to it. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be great to have him telling us about these charts in between the playing and the work that the band's doing. And my goodness, they've worked hard. They've all put in a lot of extra time, mm-hmm. the students.
Well, and having worked with some of his charts and introduced those charts to your students, what's your feeling about his music? What do you like about his compositions?
We've done at least one of his charts on every concert since I started working with the band, and we don't get tired of them. Now, I was a little bit I wondered what it would be like doing 10 or 11, but there's so much variety that I don't think the students are in the slightest bit bored by doing 10 pieces by the same composer. We have funk, there's a swing, there's some Latin. We have this outlandish cartoon thing called Hunting Wabbits I mentioned. We've got a ballad. He's got two standards that we're doing. And I think we're going to close with On Green Dolphin Street, which is his tribute to Oscar Peterson, one of his great influences as a pianist. And originally it was going to be with Oscar playing off a video screen, because he's been gone for quite a few years now. But you remember how Natalie Cole did that duet with her father? It was going to be big band with Oscar. In the end, it ends up being Gordon live. So he's going to be sitting in and kind of channeling Oscar Peterson, which is no easy feat. And for us to do it at those tempos is no easy feat.
Well, what an opportunity for all of us to experience his talent. You may have just heard him talking. He joined us by telephone from Los Angeles a little bit earlier and talked about his origins. And in fact, Oscar Peterson was the first jazz performer that he just fell in love with. Uh-huh. And when he heard him performing, he just thought, that's what I want to do. That's what I've got to do. He's been loving jazz for a long time. And the jazz program here at UL is a very extensive program. It's been around for a while, and it's been growing. So many kids wanting to be a part of it, and a lot of them coming out of those wonderful high school band programs and jazz ensemble programs that we have here.
That's right. We've got jazz majors in the band, also music ed and performance majors, but we've got people from outside the School of Music, too. Every August, anyone who wants to try out can become a member of the saxophone, trumpet, trombone, or rhythm section. So we've got a good mix in there now. trying to come to this professional level, anytime you bring a good guest artist in, it really creates a new kind of motivation for improvement in the players.
Mm-hmm. Now, will the sessions with the students be open, kind of like master classes? Can people sit in?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Even our rehearsal Friday night, we're going to put some chairs around the back and sides of the band. So if people want to watch him work, see how he gets into the music by pulling it apart, they can do that. And then the clinic sessions will have that same kind of gallery seating. Everything's in Angel Auditorium. And it may be that you'll just be able to come right up and sit on the stage rather than watching him with his back to you, because, of course, the real operating part of any conductor is face on to the group. So we want to keep things cozy and informative.
And that will be on Friday.
Rehearsal is 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, mm-hmm. and then the high school clinics starting at about 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. And
right.
The concert isn't until 7:30 on Saturday night.
Okay, and all that information is on the School of Music's website.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, and if someone's interested in finding out more about Gordon Goodwin, do you have a particular song they should search for? Do you have some favorites of his? Because apparently there's a lot out on YouTube and other...
Yeah.
It's hard to say. There's so many of them.
It is hard to pick a favorite. We're leading off with a tune called Count Bubba, so certainly thinking of Count Basie in there. I mentioned Hunting Wabbits. We've got one of his arrangements on Green Dolphin Street. Another arrangement that we're doing of his is When I Fall in Love. So he does standards as well as many of his own compositions. He recently won a Grammy for an arrangement of Rhapsody in Blue that he did in a big band style for his group. So those are some of the ones to click. But I would say just
search.
Put in Gordon Goodwin, mm-hmm. and things are going to pop up, particularly if you're on YouTube and mm-hmm. you're going to enjoy any of them.
But look try for Big to, Fat Band.
Yeah, too. Try to hear the Big Fat Band, because you'll hear hundreds of high school and college bands playing his music, but it's fun to hear it in the original settings.
All right, Big Fat Band or Gordon Goodwin, you can look him up.
Right.
And then we have an opportunity here in Lafayette. And, of course, we're covering all over South Louisiana, so anyone listening in the outside areas, great opportunity to hear a Grammy-winning jazz composer, arranger, big band leader, and just an amazing educator and musician himself.
That's right.
So that's going to be this weekend, Friday and Saturday. The concert will be on Saturday evening, but as Dr. Hockable, my guest, mentioned, there are opportunities to sit in on the rehearsals and enjoy the process.
That's right. We'd love to have you. We just don't have the big bands touring like we used to. Stan Kenton's gone, Count Basie and Duke Ellington are gone, but this is pretty close to the real thing. Well, at least we're bringing in the writer.
Yeah, and you really bring that jazz ensemble up to a very professional standard, and I think anyone who hasn't heard them should have that treat.
I think they'll enjoy the show.
Yeah. So that's open to the public. Well, you can buy tickets at the door Saturday evening, 7:30, and there are those rehearsal times as well. That's on the website, the UL School of Music website. My guest, Dr. Bill Hockable, director of bands, has brought in Gordon Goodwin with the Big Fat Band from Los Angeles, and he'll be here with us this weekend, again, as a part of the UL Concert Series.
And that's right.
That's a great series that brings in names like Gordon Goodwin and people that we might not otherwise get to see.
That's right. It's a great opportunity.
That's right. Well, Bill, thank you so much for your work with the Jazz Ensemble and for ensuring that we get to experience these great musicians and all of y'all's work in the School of Music.
Well, thank you.
And to find out more about the School of Music, just go to their website. Lots of information about the programs there and, of course, their schedule of events and concerts. There's something to do almost every night through the School of Music.
That's
thank
right.
you so much, Bill.
Okay. Thank you.